Aries, March 21 to April 19. Aries photographer Wynne Bullock had a simple, effective way of dealing with his problems and suffering. He said, "Whenever I have found myself stuck in the ways I relate to things, I return to nature. It is my principal teacher, and I try to open my whole being to what it has to say." I highly recommend you experiment with his approach in the coming weeks. You are primed to develop a more intimate bond with the flora and fauna in your locale. Mysterious shifts now unfolding in your deep psyche are making it likely you can discover new sources of soulful nourishment in natural places, even those you're familiar with. Now is the best time ever to hug trees, spy omens in the clouds, converse with ravens, dance in the mud, and make love in the grass. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. Creativity expert Roger Von Eck says businesspeople tend to be less successful as they mature because they become fixated on solving problems rather than recognizing opportunities. Of course, it's possible to do both, untangle problems and be alert for opportunities, and I'd love you to do that in the coming weeks. Whether or not you're a businessperson, don't let your skill at decoding riddles distract you from tuning into the new possibilities that will come floating into view. Gemini. May 21 to June 20, Gemini author Fernando Pessoa wrote books and articles under 75 aliases. He was an essayist, literary critic, translator, publisher, philosopher, and one of the great poets of the Portuguese language. A consummate chameleon, he constantly contradicted himself and changed his mind. Whenever I read him, I'm highly entertained but sometimes unsure of what the hell he means. He once wrote, "I am no one. I don't know how to feel, how to think, how to love. I am a character in an unwritten novel." And yet Pessoa expressed himself with great verve and had a wide array of interests. I propose you look to him as an inspirational role model in the coming weeks, Gemini. Be as intriguingly paradoxical as you dare. Have fun being unfathomable. Celebrate your kaleidoscopic nature. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, rather than love, than money, than fame, give me truth. Cancerian author Henry David Thoreau said that. I don't necessarily agree. Many of us might prefer love to truth. Plus, there's the inconvenient fact that if we don't have enough money to meet our basic needs, it's hard to make truth a priority. The good news is that I don't believe you will have to make a tough choice between love and truth anytime soon. You can have them both. There may also be more money available than usual. And if so, you won't have to forego love and truth to get it. Leo, July 23, August 22. Before she got married, Leo musician Tori Amos told the men she dated, "You have to accept that I like ice cream. I know it shows up on my hips, but if you can't accept that, then leave. Go away. It is non-negotiable." I endorse her approach for your use in the coming weeks. It's always crucial to avoid apologizing for who you really are, but it's especially critical in the coming weeks. And the good news is that you now have the power to become even more resolute in this commitment. You can dramatically bolster your capacity to love and celebrate your authentic self exactly as you are. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. The Virgo writer Kasky Stinnett lived on Hamloaf, a small island off the coast of Maine. He exulted in the fact that it looked the same as it did 1,000 years ago. Many of the stories he published in newspapers featured this cherished home ground. But he also wandered all over the world and wrote about those experiences. "I travel a lot," he said. "I hate having my life disrupted by routine. You Virgos will make me happy in the coming weeks if you cultivate a similar duality, deepening and refining your love for your home and locale, even as you refuse to let your life be disrupted by routine." Libra, September 23, October 22, my hitchhiking adventures are finished. They were fun while I was young, but I don't foresee myself ever again trying to snag a free ride from a stranger in a passing car. Here's a key lesson I learned from hitchhiking: position myself in a place that's near a good spot for a car to stop. Make it easy for a potential benefactor to offer me a ride. Let's apply this principle to your life, Libra. I advise you to eliminate any obstacles that could interfere with you getting what you want. Make it easy for potential benefactors to be generous and kind. Help them see precisely what it is you need. Scorpio, October 23, November 21. in your history of togetherness, how lucky and skillful have you been in synergizing love and friendship? Have the people you adored also been good buddies? Have you enjoyed excellent sex with people you like and respect? According to my analysis of the astrological omens, these will be crucial themes in the coming months. I hope you will rise to new heights and penetrate to new depths of affectionate lust, spicy companionship, and playful sensuality. The coming weeks will be a good time to get this extravaganza underway. Sagittarius, November 22nd Dec. 21, is it ever morally permissible to be greedily needy? Are there ever times when we deserve total freedom to feel and express our voracious longings? I say yes. I believe we should all enjoy periodic phases of indulgence, chapters of our lives when we have the right, even the sacred duty, to tune into the full range of our quest for fulfillment. In my astrological estimation, Sagittarius, you are beginning such a time now. Please enjoy it to the max. Here's a tip. For best results, never impose your primal urges on anyone. Never manipulate allies into giving you what you yearn for. Instead, let your longings be beautiful, radiant, magnetic beacons that attract potential collaborators. Capricorn, December 22nd Jan. 19. Here's a Malagasy proverb. Our love is like the misty rain that falls softly but floods the river. Do you want that kind of love, Capricorn? Or do you imagine that a more boisterous version would be more interesting, like a tempestuous downpour that turns the river into a torrential surge? Personally, I encourage you to opt for the misty rain model. In the long run, you will be glad for its gentle, manageable overflow. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18. According to the Bible's book of Matthew, Jesus thought it was difficult for wealthy people to get into heaven. If they wanted to improve their chances, he said they should sell their possessions and give to the poor. So Jesus might not agree with my current oracle for you. I'm here to tell you that every now and then, cultivating spiritual riches dovetails well with pursuing material riches. And now is such a time for you, Aquarius. Can you generate money by seeking enlightenment or doing God's work? Might your increased wealth enable you to better serve people in need? Should you plan a pilgrimage to a sacred sanctuary that will inspire you to raise your income? Consider all the above, and dream up other possibilities, too. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th, Piscean author Art Kleiner teaches the art of writing to non-writers. He says this, 1. Tell your listeners the image you want them to see first. 2. Give them one paragraph that encapsulates your most important points. 3. Ask yourself, what tune do you want your audience to be humming when they leave? 4. Provide a paragraph that sums up all the audience needs to know but is not interesting enough to put at the beginning. I am offering you Kleiner's ideas, Pisces, to feed your power to tell interesting stories. Now is an excellent time to take inventory of how you communicate and make any enhancements that will boost your impact and influence. Why not aspire to be as entertaining as possible? Homework. For 3 days, love yourself exactly as you are. Don't wish you could change yourself. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com